In this world of consideration, where do we turn for a solution? I turn to the Most High God. Yahuwah is my path to fulfillment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the great town. We got to wake up. We got to wake up. We've got to wake up from the sleep of death. We've got to wake up from the sleep that takes our breath. We've got to wake up, sons and daughters of Jacob. We got to wake up, holy pilgrims caught in the fisher's net. Peace and safety in the sparrow's nest. Blood and violence caught from the spider's web. Children taught ways of the living dead. Elders left to suffocate and die. Everyone heard no one cry.
Yes, but we're hearing the cry, blessed souls, of those souls screaming and gleaming and dreaming for universal redemption. Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're taking to stay alive in this most existential moment with the intent to configure the Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Terachim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into what we'll humbly assert is the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We're called Soul Class. This is Soul Class number 768, Music, a Vehicle for Healing, a Potent Option, Part 2. Blesses our eternal creator, Shalom, peace and bracha, blessing upon the entire human experience. Our next program is taking place right now at Creator's Help on March 20th, 2022, 10:30 a.m. live from Turtle Island equals AKA equals USA equals Unified Soul Activation, focusing on creating safe spaces within our blessed human minds and hearts via music. Our co-host Jerome Sage Butler, based in the Diamond of the Caribbean, Jamaica, will elaborate on that unique human experience and hopefully be amplified by some special guests, Ruth Robinson, also known as Samantha, and Zalika Joseph. Our call number to make the program slightly more organic, if you choose, if you're listening to the live version, is 563-999-3688. That's 563-999-3688. Meanwhile, may the our eternal creator bless and protect you and your loved ones in a peaceful and pleasant manner. Tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel collaborating with Children of Noah to eliminate hatred, jealousy, and competition not needed upon the face of the earth. Israelite Torah tradition, Jerome Sage Butler, Jamaica, Turtle Island, music as a healing force to remove trauma from a human experience in an existential manner. We're going to turn down the music and bring in our co-host, Jerome Sage Butler. So let's just turn back the volume and away with the shoe. Good morning. Shalom. Aleichem.
Morning,
okay. I just want to point out that even before we get into a little bit of prayer, a little bit of logistics, something that's become fascinating to me is how our listening audience has spread out to an unexpected place. The majority of people listening to us are listening from Turtle Island. In second place right now is Russia, of all places. 9.35% of our audience is there. 3.5% in Canada, 3.04% from France, 2.34% from Germany. We also have listeners in Somalia, in Ghana, in Morocco. We have in South America. We also have Belarus, which is also known as White Russia, and a certain portion of the European Western countries. So we are still meriting that we're covering the majority of the land space or landmass of this word, terra firma. So I just want to let you know that's who our audience is we are speaking to in potential as I greet you this morning.
Awesome.
Any
awesome
feedback? Right.
Awesome.
And go ahead, please.
The experience of it is awesome, you know, to know that what we are doing is reaching out to the people, you know. They're told and find, you know. You know, that alignment, you know, of words, sound, and power. You know, it's a human experience to communicate, you know, and all across the earth, it doesn't matter the language. As once you have a common language, you know, one with of expression, however we are in a certain, and the difference is still the beauty, you know, to understand what we're saying. And music bridges that gap. Music is that language that commends our separation. So it's awesome to welcome people across all of the German, you know, here in the Americas, etc., you know, all across the internet plane, you know, Africa. There's a lot of Kenyans, you know, I remember when we were going for, before we took that break, a lot of Africans, including Kenyans, you know, were very much, you know, following, and Ghanaians were very much, you know, listening to the podcast as well as, so we do give thanks for that.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, are you on speakerphone or regular phone? Are you speaking to us?
Okay, brother. Dan. Yeah, yes, I.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Again, so I was saying yes. I was
so
on the speakerphone.
Clear. Yeah, yeah. Now the speakerphone gives us a reduced audio. So I want to start off with a prayer. John says, plucked from the teachings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, who lived from 1772 to 1810, and he basically said this, that we should take, as we understand, I mean, we Israel look at the Torah, which people would call scripture, but for us also includes the oral Torah traditions, and he recommends strongly that when we get instruction, that we transmit it through the vehicle of music, meaning take a Torah teaching and turn it into the blowing of the trumpet. Take another teaching and add it as the drum. And I think we have a guest coming in. It's either going to be, I guess, Samantha or Zalika. Let's just bring them in for 1 second.
Yes.
Just waiting for them to... Good morning, caller. Please identify yourself.
Good morning. This is Ruth. I don't know if you can hear me.
I hear you.
Oh, we hear you clearly.
Yes,
okay.
Please speak through your phone, not on speakerphone, okay? Speakerphone muted, but you sound crystal clear. Ruth or Samantha, we just started talking about, there's a teaching from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, lived from 1772 to 1810, so he went next level of life, and he strongly recommended, and it's a recommendation for our generation, that when you take a teaching which you believe to be holy, and we of Israel consider the Torah, which you call the other people call the Bible, is that we should take the instruction and transform it into the blowing of the trumpet, the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, the beating of the drum, the plucking of the guitar, the marvelous human instrument of the human voice. And all this is ultimately not just intent as serving as promoting the idea, which is of paramount importance to promote the prophetic idea, but also on a lower level, which is also equally as important, because so many people have been traumatized from what's transpired in the last 2 years, and many people are nervous of what's going on in the world. It's a vehicle. Music is a vehicle for healing. So I guess we'll start with Jerome Sage, because he's been our longtime co-host, and then you're welcome to chime in on your thoughts on what I just shared with you and Jerome Sage and yourself. So Jerome Sage, you take it, take the baton, the verbal baton, and hand it over to Samantha.
Blessings again, and once again, you know, welcome, you know, Samantha, to this wonderful podcast. Brother Dan, we're trying to start out, you know, Zalika coming through. So if you could just re-text me the number so I could text it to her. Some reason she's having a problem. But it's awesome having you here, Samantha. And, yeah, the essence of, you know, music being necessary as a therapy, or as, you know, as a language of communication, that we can get, you know, some solutions out of the experience we've been going through, is very much necessary in this time. Because especially in the last 2 years, we can see wearing a lot of distrust has really grown amongst the human family and authority figures, and the figures directive on well-being kind of threw us off. During this time in the entertainment industry here in Jamaica and at certain parts within the Caribbean and at certain points in the world too, were basically cancelled, literally cancelled. And so people could not do what was our normal, interaction in a space, not just for the party. Let me get that clear. Not just that music is a gathering to the party towards light and loose fun, but a gathering towards, you know, our needs, response to our condition. It's natural if you're going through something that you'd want to talk about, you know, you would want to, get the opinions of others around and be able to, you know, create a zone of comfort, you know, a zone towards relief you know, certainly an environment which you can deal with the issues. And so we weren't given that in terms of our physicalness. Yes, there is the internet, and that's all we had, that impersonal musical connection. But even in that, I could see where people still went more on the religious side, listened more to the inspirational music, because that music had something a little different from just the party music that was in the moment kind of fun. So when I think about this topic and as it relates to healing, I'm thinking in this time after this great distraction pandemic, the music gathering now should be our own healing, cleansing the karmic debt of all of the fear and tension and all of the trepidation that people have developed since this pandemic started here. So that's my point and where we are currently and the essence of what music can do in the experience.
Okay. Drew, before we turn to Samantha, we just brought in Zalika Joseph. Zalika, shalom aleichem. Peace upon you.
Blessed love. Blessed love. Blessed uprising.
Amen.
Love and blessings.
If you're on speakerphone, please go on to regular because sometimes the speakerphone, like I'm hearing background sounds where you're speaking. You can maybe isolate yourself to a quieter.
I'm not.
Huh?
Okay, I'll go to a quieter location.
Yeah. We hear stuff in the back. So, Samantha, would you like to take the verbal tone now and give your own unique insight to what the Room Sage just said? Samantha? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep. Perfectly clear.
Okay. So. I'm a little nervous, and I just maybe want to get some more context about what is being spoken about. But I guess it's music and the time that we are in right now, I'm guessing. And my personal experience I could only give and what I see happening around me is just I'm a born-again Christian. I've been baptized now for almost 1 year. So I've been getting more into gospel music. I used to be a big fan of all different type of music before. I remember since I was a child, my mom would play things such as like John, I think it's Elton John and Dolly Parton. And so I grew up with like a variation of music. But I started, just cluttering out all of that and just trying to listen to more uplifting, fulfilling music that teaches me things, especially about the Creator. And I think, as Jerome Sage said, more people are leaning towards the gospel music or maybe more spiritual music. And I do see that as well what's going on. Like people are trying to find comfort through music, and I think it's a good place to find comfort, especially through music about God and hymnals and stuff like that. So that's my little take.
Very nice. So I think you caught the essence of it, Samantha. Zalika, you just called in. I don't know if you overhear some of the program. We're talking about how there was a teacher from over 200 years ago promoted the idea that you take a teaching of Torah, which is the Hebrew word for a Bible, and you transmit it, transform it into the blowing of the shofar, the blowing of the ram's horn, the blowing of the trumpets, the music. And this is not only just spreading out the teaching, as one of my personal mentors has told me, that you can spread a teaching of truth further through music than any class, because something gets uploaded into the internet. In potential, millions and hundreds of millions of people can hear the message, as we see. I see on certain types of music, they get hundreds of millions of listeners. So your take on the power of music, taking a truth and putting it to rhythm, which is unique to the culture or more universalized for a greater listening audience?
Blessings, yes. So I see music as something very powerful. There's a lot of power in it also too. Now with music, it also has its downside. It all depends on the type of music that the listener wants to listen to. Now, with that music, we all know there's good music and there's a down within music. Now, when it comes with the good music, it can uplift your soul and it can surely form your reality, because that's what you take in. With the bad music, same thing, or when you take it in, it can form a certain reality for you. Mm-hmm. And over the years of listening to music, I find out that music has been something that have been dear to my soul. It has really uplifted me in down times. That's the good music, not the bad ones, the good ones. It has really brought me closer to the Most High. It has really showed me different aspects of life and how people view life and different experiences that people go through that is likewise just as mine. It connects me with people also too. But with the music that's not too uplifting, I find that it can really lead one to doing things that are not good for their body, mind, and soul. It can draw them to a particular set of people. It can bring in negative vibrations into their lives. And the list goes on and on. But for me, overall, music is just something I see very powerful. And one must be very careful with the type of music that they look forward to listening to. Because we are what we hear, you know. And I just want to encourage all the listeners on this show to try each and every day to listen to music that can uplift their soul. Listen to music that can bring them closer to the divine creator of heaven and earth, the creator that created everything with life within them. No matter what you're going through, there is that good music out there that can actually lead you to being a better person, to freeing you from negative feelings and emotions. Just that we have choice and we just have to pick the right music to listen to. Now, you can get good music in reggae. You can get a lot of good music in gospel, even in country and Western music. In all different genres of music, there's positive words in their music. You just have to make the right choices to pick the right one to uplift your soul and to bring you closer to the divine creator. In a nutshell, that's it for me so far, the experience that I have with music. Blessings.
Beautiful. So
awesome.
As part,
absolutely.
Very nice. So as part of my training, Drum Sage is aware, but ladies, my part of my training, my work when I'm not doing these radio shows, I'm involved in helping people with severe mental illness. I'm going to a 6-month training course on trauma informed care and how the body keeps the score, the brain, mind, and body, and the healing of trauma. And I'm just reading from a section of a book here that there are thousands of art, music, and dance therapists who do beautiful work with abused children, soldiers who have experienced unfortunate PTSD, incest victims, refugees, and torture survivors, and numerous accounts that attest to the effect of expressive therapies. The truth is there hasn't been so much monitoring of the therapies in action, at least from the perspective of this author, but we do know that the capacity of art and music, which we're focusing on today, and dance, which is something we should really bring to the mix, because if it's really good music, you want to start dancing, to circumvent the speechlessness that comes with terror, maybe the one reason why they use this trauma treatment in cultures around the world. Now, Drum Sage, we all know the well-known phrase, among the Rastas, words sound as power. In Hebrew, we call it koach hadibur, the power of speech. But sometimes people get traumatized, and their front right brain and left brain processing is damaged because they're getting a constant flow of that stress hormone, cortisol. So the music is actually switching the attention of the brain through the safe space that music should be providing, if it's a healthy type of music, that they can learn to bypass the language barrier, which is actually an outcome of their trauma. And that's why sometimes people who have severe trauma, although they can be very intellectually, you know, on a high level, they have trouble expressing themselves because they get a constant flow of cortisol into their brain. So your experiences where you've seen people who are maybe not so verbal, but you see them a smile comes on their face when they hear a good song, and then from there they break out into dance?
Well, the awesomeness of it is, you know, the musical frequency or the whole creative is interactive, you know. And as Samantha said, in terms of her transformation from, you know, being interested in the music that were just everyday, the stuff that would be played on, you know, the networks, the radio, or in the clubs, the parties, or the places you'd go normally, you'd hear them, right? When her state of consciousness wasn't too organized or arranged around her faith or around the divine nature, which we talked about in the first program, that is the whole essence of where the music is from, that the divine presence in us manifests as the creatives. We express this creativity in the spectrum of the visual art, performance art. We got dance, and we got the vocal arts, we got the instrumentational arts, which we play the sounds on the instruments. But that transformation of our consciousness from the ways of just following the world and the experience of what was everyday to something more organized and safe in awareness of God took our interest away from the music that was just everyday. Means to me that deeper inside the very context of the human experience is the divine. And one of the ways in which divine is communicable, right? The way it communicates is through music. Because music, yes, as a language is frequency. And so this is where I want to. Music as a language is frequency. All of the arts is frequency. But because of the fact that we are spoken, we are speaking and we are spoken to, the fact that we speak and that we hear, the audio spectrum is very, very integral in the communication, the verbalization. So what I'm trying to say is that it is one of the most intense ways of carrying out the exchange of frequency. So when a person really begins to, you know, sing, chant, write poems, get into the state of consciousness where they want to express that creative spirit, when it's truly in its divine space, it will inspire the individual towards music that is cyclical, it is circular, it is wholesome. So that frequency starts changing your thinking, your thought pattern, your behavior. So when good music is ensuing in the spirit, it also means that the mentality of the individual has been changed to something more loving. I don't think it comes accidental. It is of the divine, and it is manifest in humans when we start towards more loving, compassionate desires and experiences. When we start to feel the hurt of the collective and wants to respond to the hurt of the collective or respond to the needs of the collective, not just the personal self, the music changes. The music resonates soul to soul. And what Zalika said about the choices now, because we know that life isn't just about the experience of all that is beautiful or all that is good. We know that good becomes clear and apparent to us because of the negative that is there. Without that negative experience, which is non-good, we would not know the virtue or the value of good. So all the genres, and I'm going to speak as clear as I can on this, all the genres. When I was growing up, I appreciated classical music. And as I grew older, I grew to love all the music. I didn't like some of the Caribbean music because I didn't understand the essence of it. But the more I grew to understand myself, I grew to understand the music. So I'm saying it to say this. Many people across the world are afraid of the music of others purely based upon the fact that they have not had the experience of those people. And so music to them is just purely a cultural and a creative experience. But what I'm trying to allude at is that beyond that, music is frequency. It is a telemetry of language, right? And that language is beyond the spoken. However, we communicate best and strongest through our verbal communication. Not only, but we dance. So we know that body language also communicates even greater too, right? But because we can communicate so powerfully, our music transmits that language, right? And so it's a way in which when we open ourselves to our true nature, we can get past cultural indifferences. And so if we ourselves reach our souls beyond our belief systems and our attitudes that we've been taught, then I think music can have its good work because we're coming from a wonderful place
and beyond all kindred culture and tongues, the music will connect.
True, true. Zuleika, we'd like to chime in on what Jerome Sage just said.
Yes, I agree 100% with what he said. And as we all know, we as human beings, we are words, sound, and power. And whatever that we speak out into the universe, it becomes our reality. And hence the reason why when you sing certain songs, we aim to sing the positive songs, the songs that can uplift our soul. But when you sing music, it could be yours, it could be somebody's own, you're actually singing into your existence. So we want to make sure that when we listen to music, we don't cast spells on ourselves, but we sing something that can bring greatness into our lives. And before we just indulge in any music, be wise enough to just not make only the beats of the music catch you, but listen to the words and listen to what the person that's singing is saying. But music is wonderful in all its ways. It does a lot for the human being. It is awesome. And I would just like to encourage each and every one to brighten up their life with beautiful music, especially in the times that we're living in right now there, with war, diseases, sicknesses, death. Music can do a lot for us. Music can bring people together. Music can bring families together. Music can do so much things. And, you know, it's just awesome to share the experience with each and everyone that's listening right now there. And try your best to also bring out the music that's within yourself. You don't only have to listen to other people's music. We all have music within us. We just have to set ourselves within, because the Creator lives within us. And there's always a whole substance of good vibration within us that we need to bring out. This is the light that's within us. So I would just like to encourage everyone not to depend on somebody's music alone. You have the voice within you to bring out that greatness of music within you. So blessing, love, and light.
Amen. I liked what you said, Samantha. I want to comment, but first, Samantha, would you like to chime in on this segment of the program?
Yeah, sure. I agree 100% with everything that is being said. I definitely agree that music is a universal thing. I think just like food, which is universal, everybody can relate to food. We can all relate to music, and I think it's something that is... It's way bigger than us. It's coming from, you know, the heavens, and it's just we have to be careful of what we listen to, because I can definitely attest to being a victim of listening to negative music, and having the negative effects of those music affect my mind. And I remember when I became born again and I started being introduced to gospel music, I started realizing the different impacts. And it's not only gospel music. There's so many, as they said, classical music, or even just listening to, you know, just a rhythm or whatever. Mm-hmm. I started seeing the effect that it had on my spirit. My mind wasn't so over cluttered. My mind was more relaxed. My spirit was more relaxed. And so we definitely have to be very picky and choosy with the music that we listen to, and really take in the words, because the words of the music, sometimes if you believe in the Holy Spirit, you know that the Spirit brings back a word to you at times to encourage you in hard times. So you want to make sure that the things that you're listening to is encouraging stuff, so that the Spirit has something to work with. And also, yes, we should work on, I definitely agree with everything Zuleika said, with, you know, trying to you know, get in touch with our the music within us as well. And that's something that I've been getting in touch with personally. And I have a husband that just loves music. The type of music that he does is not necessarily Christian music, but he's trying to like transition over to doing more positive music, and I was able to like work with him a little bit and experience.
Blessings. My credit is running out, so the call might end soon, but I just want to say give thanks for the opportunity and all the best in life. You know, keep up the good music and good vibration.
Amen. Hopefully you'll be able to come back in the future, Zuleika.
Definitely.
Yes, yes. Blessings. Give
it was
thanks.
Awesome
yes.
having
Bless.
You. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Blessings. Yeah.
Okay. You want to continue,
yeah.
Samantha?
Yeah, sure. So, yes, I was just saying that it's just, you know, I've been also going down that lane of, like, experimenting with music as well and expressing myself in music. So, yeah, it's I feel like that's important as well.
Well, I'd like
awesome.
To I'd like to spring off of what something Zuleika said is that each one of us has our own unique musical sound within our in our lives, and I would say within our, every moment of human experience, because there's the music, there's nothing sweeter than the heartbeat, and there's nothing sweeter than the you know, being able to have proper breathing processes, and if we pay attention to our breathing, if we put our hand over our heart, or we just sense it otherwise. Rabbi Nachman also recommended that you can actually talk to your parts of your body to see, you know, ask your heart, what's going inside? What are you feeling deep inside? And the breathing process, we say it the last verse in Psalms in the Hebrew from King David, the sweet singer of Israel, call neshama to halo yah hallelujah, that which says that every soul, neshama, is related to the Hebrew word called neshima, meaning each and every breath that we are breathing is testimony of praise to the Almighty. He's giving us this life. And therefore, I know there are just to give an example, in my prayers that I make in the morning, there's four general sections. And each one has like a, I take a certain approach on how to chant, which are basically the compilation of different prophecies in the prophets of Israel and from the writings of King David and Moses. And each one, I think I want to connect to this prophecy. This prayer is a prophecy, but I'm praying it now for the benefit of the creation, for the benefit of the people in the country I live in, for the benefit of my own nation, the benefit of my family. And you become engaged, which connects to a teaching I want to share with both of you. I don't think I've shared with this with Jerome Sejet, but I'll share it with him and you simultaneously, Samantha, and everyone else listening in, is this idea that when wine goes in, the secrets go out. Now, we're not just talking about drinking an alcoholic drink, but wine is connected to the human faculty of understanding. And if we think about it for a moment, when we're in a very nice conversation or we're hearing some nice music and we understand an artwork, it has an intoxicating effect that we're drawn to.
Hallelujah.
The matter is coming closer to our mind,
hallelujah,
to our left brain processing. And from there we can perceive that this is a manifestation of godliness through our understanding, and we want to learn more and more and more about the matter. So it's not just that drinking wine will, you know, person will become a drunkard. No. The idea of drinking wine, or wine was used in the libations in the altar in the ancient Israelite temple, and I'm sure other faith-based, you know, where they use wine for whatever reason, is just an instruction to us, because as much as there were ancient temples, we every one of us is a modern tabernacle. Every one of us is a modern temple, and the body, for instance,
hallelujah,
we call the heart the altar. We call the mind the holy of holies. And as Samantha talked about wanting to hear this positive music for her faith, gospel music. So you're bringing these sounds into the Holy of Holies, your right, left, and back brain. Drum Sage, your take on these matters.
Awesome, you know, insights from the Rebbe. And to return to a point earlier, as it refers to the shofar, that the shofar truly is the human being, that which is lifeless when the spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, is blown in. Life in acts and the animation of the living being becomes manifest. And so the very essence of that, you know, pneuma, that spirit, yeah, in symbolism, just like in the shofar, that sound, that frequency sets alive the presence of God in the living being is music. It is a frequency, and the frequency is musical because the heart beats on rhythmic timing and vibrational harmonic resonance. That's how we get harmonious sounds and melodious sounds, because the two are interchanged between the silence and the sound. When we dig deeper into the meaning of a heart experience, we find that there are subtly hidden vibrations, right, codified under past hurts, traumas, and anxieties that have now been codified as second nature and behavior, right, that hides discordant vibrations, that hides disorientating frequency. And the reason why people who are in what we call the unconscious state of being is drawn towards chaotic and traumatic music are the music without true concordance, the wild, vile, and very intense music that is heavy, is because it resonates with some of those hidden subtleties within the heart's trauma. So when music is coming from a truly divine place, which is a place of accepting and awakening, through one's awareness of the divine, and through our Western understanding in Christendom, we call it the awakening through faith, you recognize the presence of God within you. Now, when the spirit grows within you, your virtues will increase, your attitudes towards commonality will increase, and one more thing will increase. The vocal syncopation of your speech will increase. Many people in the world of cognitive analysis will say, oh, you're speaking much more assertively or succinctly, that your words connect with your emotions and your vibrations and you're clear. However, it's not just that succinctness of speech. It's actually because you are awakened to the presence of that which gives essence to all things through your understanding. So now you know God is awakening you, and those frequencies have changed your behaviors, change your attitudes towards yourself and all things. It comes out more harmoniously. Your speech becomes harmonious. People say, I like talking to her. I like talking to him. It isn't necessarily just about what you were saying. You might not have been saying the most, profound thought. You might just have been speaking about the actuality of your presence in the moment. But where you're coming from, coming from a place where it's peace, where it's joy, where it's happiness. Why is it happiness? Because the effects of the world's consciousness in its behaviors aren't affecting those subtle frequencies. That's what they are, you know, those subtle frequencies. So in our spirituality, we say it's not affecting our moods, our temperance, because we have peace. That is the presence of the Most High. It is musical. And it comes out in the artistic expression, sometimes as dance as well, too, because vibrationally, it carries a sequence of understanding. And that understanding is also of a motor function. That's why music can be used, as I was saying to you, should be used, and I'm not sure how much is being used, as a therapy towards stroke victims. Because, as I said to you, I have recognized in my own work and the work of others, that there is relativity between motor dynamics, right, and musical vibratory frequencies. So instead of just the therapy based upon a physiotherapy based upon the physical training of the muscles to return to that memory, there is also the vibratory, that healing. I'm going to go right there. Healing in churches or the synagogue. When they say get up and dance, it's not just a metaphor of celebration. It is actually an actuality of manifestation of miracles, that during the course of the musical rapture, people have gotten up that previously weren't walking. Hallelujah.
Right.
They got up
Yep.
and started jumping and singing. because the frequency has restored the motor dynamic and function, brother. And
Samantha, your any comments?
Yeah, I could definitely agree with what Brother Sage has said, and I definitely have seen, you know, how people can the music. You know, it's such a spiritual thing, and it's such something that, you know, really resonates within all of us. And as I said, I believe it's something that is, you know, from God. It's inspired from God, because the word says that we should all make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and we should come before God with singing and praises. And it's something that was made to glorify God. And I just feel like music has taken such a turn, you know, over the past, you know, decades and years, you know, away from God. But I believe that it was made, you know, and that's why we resonate with it so much. That's why it brings us together so much, especially when it's positive music, especially when it's positive vibration. It's able to bring people together, and because that's what God made it for. And so I definitely agree with everything that was said.
Okay. I'd like to make it a little juicier. If I might have these next few moments, that music as well, from our Old Torah tradition, is that it's tapping into the mechanics of the creation, and through the sound and the words. Now, my favorite song of Bob Marley, who I consider to be a life coach, and when I was 20 years old until 23, basically his music inspired me to look into my own roots, because he sang songs about how every man has a heart beating inside his chest, you know who you are under the sun. And he wrote a song, One Love, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with. But it's very interesting that One Love in the Hebrew means Ahava Echad. Now, in the Hebrew letters, there's actually a mathematical computation. There's a value to each letter. Now, one is Echad, which has the numerical value of 13. And Ahava also has the mathematical value of 13. 13 plus 13 equals 26. And 26 is the numerical value of the ineffable name of the Almighty, the Yud, followed by the He, followed by the Vav, the He. So I would humbly suggest that song tapped into the Creator, who is the source of all creation. He spoke and the world came into being. And so it magnetizes human souls towards that future, which can be right now, of one love, one heart, one destiny. And don't pay attention to the negative, you know, the scornful remarks you get from people, when you actually have the courage to promote the idea of one love, one destiny. And as I also want to promote, as since we're talking about some very deep things here, when people talk about the races, from the Bible, from the Torah, from the Lashon HaKodesh, there is no such word as race except to run. If you go to chapter 12, verse 3, when Abraham was blessed by the Almighty, he mentioned all the families of the earth. So this Babylon system that we find ourselves in, which promotes negative music and negative thinking and the discordance of the union, you know, to the distraction, in fact, it's really all families of earth that are spread across the earth, but yet comes along a song like One Love, which that magnetizing force of using, whether he was conscious or not, I'm not sure, but it, you know, music is 1/60th of prophecy. So there was a prophetic note in this song, because it was accessing, the divine name of the Most High. Jerome Sage.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the mathematical calculation in music becomes very apparent in terms of not just the essence of the pentatonic scale, or, you know, the essence of, you know, what we call, you know, the regular do re mi fa sol la ti do, the regular human scale, which we understand, you know, that there are 8 notes interchanging in a cycle, right? And so the essence of it is that it's a numerical value to music, which is that the syncopation of music is a mathematical calculation. When you start recording music, frequencies become apparent, and the frequencies become calculated to mathematics. So the chorus, you know, has a certain arrangement of notes, right? The notes with a minims or crotchets, right? Or a certain space of time, right, between each expression of the note or each expression of a note. That space and time, you know, in a smaller measure, you might have a quiver or a semi-quiver. So these are mathematical calculations of how long, what amount of breath needs to be released with the sounds, with the emotions, to be codified as a note, to be on key, on timing, in the harmonious or melodic frequencies, right? And so longer, you know, harmonious notes, you know, of you know, the stronger, wholesome notes, which is a longer increment of time. So music is a calculation. And the breathing pattern now is also syncopated to it, because it's all based upon inhalation and exhalation, right? The very process of respiration or of espiritu. The spirit is the very same process of the pneuma, right? So the pneumatic systems, right, when you're breathing in, right, it is a timing. So when you hold the air all the way to the base, hallelujah, of the diaphragm, you have brought in, you know, 16 ounces of air pressure, right? And that can be evenly divided amongst your intention verbally, yeah, to constitute, you know, what we call harmonious arrangement of sounds. Because Emmanuel had related to health as being the harpsichord, that a human being is a harpsichord or the harp, right? And so as a musical instrument, he said that strings that are too relaxed, right, are causing discordant vibration, that vibrations aren't flowing in the right sequence into the human mind. So in terms of what we call tuning an instrument, your guitar strings, what some people say is tightening. It is not tightening. It is mathematically calculating its calibration. In mechanics, it's called the torque force, right? That all has to be calibrated. So when humans have depressive, low moods of anger and separation, it is that the harpsichords are too lax, yeah? Especially when they are of the wandering ilk, we understand where they are not concentrated, double-minded, it's too relaxed, and it needs to be tightened. It needs to be mathematically calibrated. Breathing patterns help to do that. Singing along with your favorite song, you know, especially when it's a maximum of good vibe, lifts the frequency. And when the harpsichord, when the strings are too tight and you have the agitation and the tension and the anxiety that comes, then relaxation. So as I was saying in the previous episode, 432 music would be more concordant, and 440 and its derivatives would be a little bit more discordant, not wholesomely discordant. It's incremental, but it certainly puts you on a different vibratory essence, different from 432, which is more in syncopation with nature and the living cosmos, more in syncopation with the pneuma, our 7.8 earth. So that essence of reducing the tension, aberrations, the anxiety, is to listen to music in 432 frequency, or 60 to 90 BPMs, right? And that music, by its frequency, will return you to a state of right breathing, where mathematically your breath will be calculated in synchronicity with your emotional state. And once you're leaving the dense states behind, the more you breathe on the melodic frequency, the more happy you feel. So that is why now, when you hear melodic frequencies, it stimulates you, because it's your natural nature. It is your natural tri-rhythm. It is your circadian already inside of you. And when you breathe on the right timing, you feel melodies. You feel harmonies. There are the colors of expression, which we know that colors have a mathematical and a vibratory calculation. Same as dance as well, too. That's why we have choreography. The amount of steps in a sequence is the amount of notes being sung, right? And those notes, just like instruments playing, is what, just like I would say, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your eyes, your mouth, your ears. It wouldn't be a one function. It is a synchronicity of function, which creates oneness, and each of them is the mathematical calculation, which I call in my own consciousness the orchestration of life, which is really the orchestra of life.
Beautiful. Samantha, when you've now engaged in your spiritual journey for the past year plus, where was music in the process? Did it precede it? Did you start to learn something? You came to awareness through some sort of Ruach HaKodesh, heavenly inspiration came to you, and then the music enhanced your experience. Can you give us some sort of insight, you know, how music related to your spiritual growth before you got into that process, or did it go hand in hand, or did it follow the process?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I believe that music played a big part since I was a child. I remember growing up in Jamaica. As a child, I was very much a lover of music because I had a mother who really loved music. She played many different types of music, not really the dancehall music, but like I said, she would like play like, you know, her Dolly Parton, John Legend. And growing up in Jamaica, you hear a wide range of music because we're always having street dances and you tend to hear music a lot. So I feel like mm-hmm. Jamaica, we're such musical people because of that.
Truth.
And also growing up, I was naturally more drawn to Rasta music. And one of the reasons was because of the vibration, the feeling that it gave me, the positive vibration, the things that they would sing about, you know, just the things that were going on in the world. And it was just, I really could resonate. And I felt like I received a lot of comfort from this type of music. And growing up, even coming to Canada, my father, he's not Rasta, but he likes to call himself that. He's bald-headed. But he's always listening to those type of music as well. And I just, I really resonated with it. And so I resonated with the Rastafarians a lot because of the music. And I found a lot of comfort in that. And still today, I listen to a lot of Luciano. Sometimes I listen to, you know, all those conscious, what do you call, Garnet Silk and, you know, all of those guys. And I do listen to my gospel music, you know, the hymnals. Right now I'm trying to get into, you know, learning more hymnals, which I believe is very important. And yeah, like it's been a constant evolution for me. And when I was younger, I also dabbled in many different type of music, rap music, you know, dancehall sometimes and all of that. And I would, looking back and even in the present of the moment, I would, you know, like observe the effect of like those music had on me, because I was such a lover of music. It had such a effect on me. Like it would, it's easy for music to bring out a certain reaction in me. So it's like now at my stage now, I have to learn how to guard my mind and, you know, from certain type of music,
hey.
It's easy for it to bring out. I like, okay, like, for instance, like dancehall music, right? I remember, like, sometimes I would listen to dancehall music. It would bring out, like, you know, a side of me that probably you will see in the dancehall when you go to Jamaica and, you know, the dancing and the you know, breaking out and, you know, acting, you know. And then I would realize that that's not really me. And or it would, you know, listening to certain type of rap music, it would evoke a certain type of pride inside of you or a certain anger and those type of things. So I just kind of observed myself over the years and I realized that, you know, these music, they do carry a certain spirit and vibration with them. And so, I'm just trying to protect myself now and teach that to others, teach that to my daughter, because I do have a 8-year-old daughter, and she see how she loves music as well. So I, you know, try to make an effort to play positive music around her, you know, and those type of things. So yes, it's a constant learning journey. As I said, I'm in the right now. I'm in a place where I'm really trying to, you know, see how music can draw me closer to God and to the Holy Spirit. And so I've been really, you know, trying to listen to more, you know, the hymnals and stuff like that.
Beautiful. Sounds like you're on the right direction. May the Almighty bless you to find a way at your pace with your husband and your daughter and your future children, and should be in a peaceful and pleasant way. Jerome, we have about 2 minutes left. Would you like to make any concluding statements before I segue out of today's program, which I think was very dynamic, and it had its own unique sound to it, musical sound, if I might say, through the agency of our voices.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to give thanks for Zalika and for Ruth, you know, Samantha, for just, you know, being, you know, so open and sharing, you know, from the feminine perspective on the experience of music, to balance out the masculine perspective with me and yourself. And it's just good to share, you know, the understanding and the experience we've had on these issues, especially as we relate to music and music relates to us and our connection to Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, you know. The divine creator in us is awesome, and it's awesome to acknowledge and to express in all the creative forms. And as we continue this series, because I know we're going to do more episodes soon, and we just want to welcome forward again the audience that has been off for the last 2 years back into the fold with us, and just welcome, you know, the people who are encouraging the souls of others also to the fold of, you know, this universal soul actualization work. So from here in Amaka, the Jewel of the Caribbean, and I just give thanks once again for the experience, and I just continue in my own personal life to create my own music and share it, you know.
I just, thank you, amen, Drums. I just want to just conclude with this, Samantha, that, and hopefully this message will reach Zalika in the archive version if she happens to listen to it. And I hope, Samantha, you'll share this program today in the archive version with your husband. I guess Drum Sage will send it to you, or somehow I just want to mention that is in the merit of the female that we were redeemed from Egypt, and we just came out of the holiday of Purim, and the hero of the day was Esther, a woman, and we have a tradition in Israel that in the merit of our righteous women, we shall be redeemed. Women are the nurturers of creation. When women are getting that positive vibration from the music and the other aspects of spirituality that filter through their blessed minds and hearts, the men will follow suit, even though, so to speak, the man is a physically stronger species. The woman is actually much stronger, because no man could bear what a woman could bear in 9 months. With that being said, Bustos, I want to thank again our co-host, Jerome Sage Butler, and Samantha and Zalika Joseph. This is Dan Zussi Goodman, your local international cyberspace Torah activist, Torah Askan. We're going to end with a song by Eliezer Kozoy. It's called Rise Above It. And with music, we can rise above all things, open the way of Ahava Chad, one love, Gor Lechad, one destiny, Kolano for all of us, but Darkin Om Darkin Shalom, in a pleasant, peaceful way. Everyone, take care, stay safe, find that safe space within positive, Ruach HaKodesh, prophetic, inspired music. Take care, everyone.
Blessings.
Beauty. Happy was not happy. Real was never ever real. Distractions are your fear. Teachers, they weren't teachers. They were fear disguised as preachers. Leaders, they weren't leaders. And losers, they weren't losers. Success was never really success. It was your and my mess. Rise above it. Religion was not religion. It was feeding bread to the pigeons. God was never ever God. This big fraud you cannot hide. Rise above it. Rise above it. Marriage, it wasn't really marriage. It was I'm afraid to be alone. Ain't it sad how a beautiful life can turn into stone? And people, they weren't really people. They were playing with what they knew. Put an end to this cycle and go do what you need to do. And living, it wasn't really living. It was just earning your keep. You better be mindful, my friends, 'cause what you sow is what you reap. Rise above it. Yeah.